There are markings on the pavement in front of my house on Oxford Road. Day glow green circles, yellow dots and dashes, like a Morse code message from the underground. Red and green marks, too. Up the dense periwinkle that hugs the slope between the curb and our lawn are bright blue lines, sprayed 2 inches wide, ending at the round cast-iron water meter. If I didn't know better, I'd think it was some new kid's game, made permanent with the upgrade from chalk to spray paint. But I do know better, because for the last couple of months, the street in front of my house has been busy with special equipment from the city and its contractors, who, before they do anything else, must mind these marks of the Virginia Underground Utility Code. As I work at my desk inside, I've come to recognize the sounds of dump trucks and graders, the clang of the backhoe bucket as it hits the pavement, the vibratory call of the jackhammer. Oxford Road is being torn up and redone, and it's making me think about how much lies beneath the roadway that I normally think of as simple conveyance for people and cars. We've all heard or seen the effects of aging infrastructure and how many facilities, from bridges to roads, sewer systems, and reservoirs, are facing costly upgrades and maintenance that has been neglected. Less evidence, because it is mostly out of sight, is the state of our public utilities, that vast network of the water and sewer mains, pump stations, conduit and piping for gas, telephone, cable, and electricity. But tending to much of this infrastructure is the job of the Utilities Division of the City of Charlottesville, which has been working to keep pace with the loss of water to leaks and corrosion. A position created several years ago, water conservation specialist, is now held by Jennifer Watson. Though part of her job is to build public education and awareness, she's also busy planning and managing the system-wide repairs and upgrades so that little water is lost as it is conveyed to customers. Somehow, Oxford Road made it to the top of the work list, and it has been under siege ever since early spring. Jennifer explained to me that the work schedule is based on whether there's been a repeated need for repairs in a given area, and if the existing water lines are made of galvanized steel that is prone to longitudinal cracking and leaking. Sewer lines are also being replaced. The one on our street was upgraded using a cure-in-place process that lined the existing pipes with a resin-hardened synthetic fiber. The repairs and upgrades are not cheap. Though the city usually spends about $3 million a year on water and sewer improvements, earlier this year it was estimated that it will cost about $19 million for just waterline repairs and upgrades over the next 5 years, and half again as much to do the same for the city's share of sewer infrastructure. Watson estimates that our street alone will cost on the order of $360,000 to replace the water main line with ductile iron pipe, to install additional fire hydrants at the required 600-foot interval, and to replace and tie in about 35 lateral lines with copper for that final leg between water main and meter for each house. When they're done, sometime later this month, the city will tidy up the asphalt patchwork that snakes raggedly down the street, like a wound stitched up from side to side. They'll cut away the patches and the rest of the surface, including those colored markings, the hieroglyphics that show you where you can and cannot dig. I suppose if you're in the business, you probably come to know these symbols for what they really are. Representations of the time and dollars it takes to keep the water and wastes flowing in the right directions beneath our city streets. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler, or for podcasts anytime online at rivannarambler.org. If you have questions or comments, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.